Good morning, Jane Morin here, and thanks for tuning in to Living in God's Peace and Promises. Today's devotional is Jesus Takes It Personally. In Acts 9:4, we read, "And he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?'" Now, most of us know the story about Saul the Pharisee, who had an encounter with Christ on the road to Damascus. We know all about his tainted past as a lead Pharisee whose main ambition was to kill Christians. In Scripture, we see that Jesus appears to him and essentially says, "What you are doing to them, you have done unto me." Sound familiar? It should. There was a time when Jesus was explaining the kingdom of God to his followers. He clearly stated that what we do or do not do for others is exactly how we have treated him. Matthew 25:37-39 says, "Then these righteous ones will reply, 'Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say, 'I tell you the truth, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me.'" Friends, when we hurt or neglect other believers, Jesus takes it personally. I'm a mother and a grandmother, and if anyone ever came near to harm any of my children, I was in their face. If anyone hurt them, I took it personally as if they were hurting me. Jesus loves us more than I could ever love my own children. Let us be ever so careful in how we treat others on our own personal road to Damascus. No, we may not be killing Christians, but when we neglect others or speak badly of them, we can be sure that God is watching and listening. Thanks again for tuning in to Living in God's Peace and Promises.